This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The 11 Days for Compassion through the Nonviolent Carbondale Group is an annual event that highlights lots of different things. So we thought we'd talk about that with a couple of the organizers. In studio with us are Diana Brawley-Sussman of the Carbondale Public Library, as well as Sumaira Makhdoom. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Good morning.
When we talk about the 11 Days for Compassion, Diana, we've talked about this in the past as these events have come up. Is there a theme this year, or is there one specific thing that you're hoping to highlight?
Absolutely. This year we're exploring compassion, of course, but also dialogue, conflict resolution, and embracing diversity in our community. We're looking to offer people real skill sets that they can use in resolving conflicts in their workplace, their home, in public. There seems to be a lot of conflict going on in our society right now, and people need real tools in order to get through that with compassion.
Certainly a lot of polarizing issues, and you're saying these are ways then just to let people have a conversation?
Yes, and it is also an opportunity to put yourself in another person's shoes and to go out and meet other people in the community.
These events get started on April 1st. They run through April 11th, as you might expect, with
11 days
of compassion. You can find more information at nonviolentcarbondale.org. Now, one of the events that I know you wanted to talk about, both of you ladies that came in, is The Sultan and the Saint. It's a film that's showing Sunday, April 2nd at the SIU Law School. And Sumaira, this is something that you're particularly interested in. Tell us a little bit about the film and why you think it's so important.
Yes, so this is a docudrama film. It's about a true story between a Sultan of the Egypt and the Saint Francis of Assisi meeting together in the times of crusades to build peace, to build bridges, and bring people together with communications and positive results for a dialogue. So this is a movie about peacemaking between two different groups, Muslims and Christians, getting together to build peace, and it reflects in today's society that what we are going through. So this is a good drama film about a true story, bringing people together and bringing people with their good communication skills and good hearts to make friendships.
How important is it in your mind to have this conversation and say, look what happened these hundreds of years ago on an issue that's still coming up today?
Yes, so unfortunately, we're still talking about these things. And this is just a true reflection of human beings, how we had conflicts before and how we resolved them with friendships and coming together with just having good hearts and having a bigger purpose that we all are the same and we need to serve each other and be understanding of each other's. And today's day and age, a lot of this has to be keep on going, good relationships between people by coming out and making friendships and understanding each other. That would help build bridges.
Absolutely. And this is just one of the events through the 11 Days for Compassion. Numerous events every day throughout that 11 days. Diana, what other things do people in your mind need to really key into that you'd really like for them to see?
Well, there are 36 programs to choose from. So The Sultan and the Saint, of course, that's on April 2nd at 3 p.m. at the law school. And then there's another program in the same place on Tuesday, April 4th. That's the Upstanders RU1. This is sponsored by the Carbondale Interfaith Council, and they are doing a short film called Weapons of the Spirit, but they're also doing a panel discussion with oppressed groups. So they'll have people who are Jewish, African-American, Muslim, and LGBTQ. And it's talking about upstanding, which is sticking up for people who are being oppressed or bullied. And then some other interesting programs. At the library, we have Preventing Ideologically Inspired Targeted Violence. And this would be when people have an ideology that is against a marginalized population and they commit violence based on those beliefs. There, we have an expert coming to talk about that at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, April 5th. We're at the library, another fun one, on April 8th. We're doing the human library again. This is the third time we've done this. You actually come in and check out a human being. We call them living books. And the living books represent present subjects where the person may have experienced some level of misunderstanding because of some category that they fit into. So people will have the opportunity to sit down across from a Native American, a veteran, an immigrant, different groups of different categories of people, where you sit down in a one-on-one or a small group conversation. Then we also have a race unity fishbowl, which is going to be followed by an interactive dialogue. So the race unity group will have been getting together for a year now. They are people of different races who are specifically getting together to discuss issues of race, been together for a long time now, so they've gotten some in-depth conversations between them. And they are going to come together on Sunday, April 9th at 3 p.m. At the Newman Center to talk about their experiences, and then that will be broken out into small groups to have small group discussions along those lines as well.
Lots of different things to see and do over the 11 Days for Compassion. You can go to nonviolentcarbondale.org for more information. Unfortunately, ladies, we're out of time before we run out of things to talk about. But again, you can see more throughout the 11 Days for Compassion. Diana, Sumaira, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.